The House Governmental Affairs Committee begins debate this morning on the proposed congressional map that eliminates one of the state's two majority black districts. Here's Joe Gallinaro.
Racial tensions have been high ever since the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the current map and Republicans began pushing a six congressional district map with one black majority district and five districts that favor Republican representation.
If you're a Democrat, you certainly can't blame them. How could you not take this personal?
That's political analyst Bernie Pinsenat, who says since Republicans have a supermajority in the House and Senate, the map will be approved and signed into law by the governor. But Pinsenat says the debate will not stop there.
There'll be a lot of lawsuits filed in this. This will last for years.
I'm Joe Gallinaro.
Senator Bill Cassidy may have lost his re-election bid, but he still has plenty of things on his to-do list in the next 7 months, including fixing Social Security.
Social Security is going insolvent. When that happens in 6 years or 7 years, there'll be, by law, a 25% cut in the benefits people are receiving.
Political analysts almost unanimously believe that whoever wins the Republican Senate runoff between Julia Letlow and John Fleming will trounce the Democratic nominee. But Democratic political strategist James Carville says it shouldn't be that bad and could actually be as close as single digits in the end. He points to black voter turnout in the primary as an example of why.
Of every 100 people that voted in Louisiana last Saturday, 34 were black. That's enormous. By comparison, in the governor's race in 2023, it was 25.
From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm John Burns on TIX FM.